DW.
These 300 mirrors direct the sunlight they receive to this tower. There, the sunlight is concentrated as if...
That was the late Gerhard Knies, physicist, pioneer, and the brain behind Desert Tech.
Clean power from deserts can speed up the process of cutting emissions of carbon dioxide. At the same time, it can satisfy the growing energy...
You might have heard the name Desert Tech before. Knies calculated that the sun-rich deserts of the Middle East and North Africa could produce enough clean electricity to meet the world's energy needs 40 times over. His plan was for this sustainable power to be harnessed and transported to Europe. Major corporations, including Siemens and power companies RWE and E.ON, soon got on board, and the project known as Desertec Industrial Initiative, also called DII, was born. In 2010, Managing Director Paul Van Son declared that building pilot plants in North African countries like Morocco would make it possible to export solar power.
Within the project's first 10 years, you could certainly expect to see solar energy flowing from the deserts to Europe.
A combination of political, financial and technical complications mean those ambitious plans have been put on hold, for now. DII has downscaled from international mega-initiative to consulting firm. But Morocco, meanwhile, is surging ahead with solar energy. It's gigantic, shouts Youssef Stitu, an engineer for the Moroccan Agency for Renewable Energy. He's standing on the roof of the engine house at the Nour 1 solar power plant. The sun beats down from above. Below stretches a glittering expanse of almost 500,000 mirrors, with power generating capacity of 160 megawatts. It's part of the largest concentrated solar power complex in the world. Stitu says Morocco is aiming for 52% of its electricity to come from renewables by 2030. Some 9 years ago, King Mohammed IV announced a new path for the country, with sun, wind and water to be its main sources of power. Solar power, in particular, is playing a starring role in the energy revolution. The Nour 3 solar complex is expected to start generating power later this year. Further plants are also under construction. A huge solar complex is planned for Medelt in eastern Morocco, with up to 800 megawatts of installed capacity. People in this economically undeveloped area have high hopes for the project. Hassan Hadje is mayor of the town of Zaida in the Medelt region.
It's an enormous project. It'll boost economic momentum and, above all, solve the problem of unemployment. We'll be able to market our local products and services better. Our hotels and car rental companies will benefit from it.
That's the hope, at least. It's unclear just how many new jobs the project will bring or how much it'll boost the local economy. But Morocco is certainly taking the leap. The kingdom has put renewables, and especially solar power, at the top of its agenda. And now Tunisia and Algeria are planning major solar power projects too. Gerhard Knies's dream of bringing energy from the desert to Europe won't be a reality anytime soon. The green energy produced in Morocco has so far been completely consumed by the domestic market. But the German visionary may just have set something in motion with his Desert Tech idea. DW.